What's up? Oh my gosh, it's been so long since I've sat down to work on my podcast. And you guys know I absolutely love the podcasting arena because it gives me just the opportunity to kind of talk about things outside of my YouTube channel, to be more transparent than what I already am, and just get a chance to like sound off on some things that are going on either in my life, someone else's life, whatever. So I hope you guys will stick around for the new season. I'm actually looking for a co-host, but I couldn't let today go by without talking about this hot topic, you guys. So let me know down in like wherever you are, if you're commenting on Anchor or if you're on Apple, I want to know your opinions about what we're going to talk about today. So send me a DM over on Instagram, wherever you want to find and contact me. Like, I'm here for it, okay? So let's go ahead and get into today's episode. All right, you guys. So I am doing a emergency episode, I guess you could say, because we need to talk, y'all. Like, the internet is all up in arms about this whole Portia Williams and her dating Fallon's ex-husband. Now, according to reports, as of today is May 11th. She posted last night on May 10th, to confirm the relationship or what have you. And apparently, they are actually engaged. Now, back on Mother's Day, we saw a post, and it was like, several pictures of Portia and Fallon's ex-husband. I keep calling him Fallon's ex-husband, but let me get his real name, because he's some kind of like African tycoon, and I heard he got all of the coin. But anywho, he is him and Dennis and Portia were all together, and they were enjoying their time as a family. And people noticed. Apparently, I'm trying to get his name because I don't know if they say. Oh, Simon. Why can't I? Really? I couldn't remember Simon. Anyway, so they were, saying like, this looks a little funny. Like, what is he doing there? Are they friends? When I first saw it, I was like, oh, well, maybe he's friends with Dennis and they all were over. But as you keep looking through the pictures, she's more friendlier with Simon. And, Dennis is just kind of over there on the side. I get tickled every time I say Dennis because if you guys watch Forex Rocks, I call her Auntie, but she always calls him the Lieutenant. And so I was finna say that and I had to correct myself. But anyway, make sure you guys go watch her if you don't already. So as you look through the pictures for Mother's Day, you get kind of confused. Her hand is on his belly, his man belly, and you kind of get like this feeling, but then you're like, eh, nah, couldn't be, And then she comes out and she confirms it. Now, apparently, Fallon has also unfollowed her, and Portia has unfollowed Fallon. So, there's no thing. Portia also said that they are not friends. Fallon has also said that they are not friends. So, essentially, it's not a thing of friendship, it's more so dating your coworker's ex-husband. How do y'all feel about that? Now, I have my own opinions, okay? Because I know it's a form of girl code and all of that, and it's all about, how messy you want to be in your life, okay? Like, how much energy, negative energy do you want to bring to your life by being in this position like this? Now, being who I am, okay? I've never dated any of my friends, exes, or anything like that. But I have previously in my, I told y'all I got a past. Everybody has a past. I have dated cousins before and brothers. I've dated brothers before. Now, let's get this clear. I dated the older brother first, and then I dated the younger brother. Or was it the younger brother, then the older brother? Y'all, I'm about to tear this thing up. But I had it, long story short, I dated some brothers. They were close, but not like super close. And yeah, it didn't work out with either one. And then we kept in touch or whatever, but it didn't work out. It just wasn't a thing. Like, we just didn't connect. But I mean, that's happened before. Will I say I got tossed? No, it's not that. I mean, literally, we were just interested at different times. It wasn't like I dated the older brother and then turned around and I dated the brother. It was like some years had went by, and we actually asked for approval from the other brother before we started, you know, doing anything, because he had feelings for me. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you need to make sure it's okay with your brother, because nothing happened with me and him. So, you know, I'm good on the coochie mouths, you know. So anyway, I got to thinking about, like, dating your coworker's ex-husband. Like, how does that feel? Because when we were introduced to Fallon on Real Housewives of Atlanta, literally, if I'm not mistaken, and I'll have to go back and pull up the receipts, but I remember seeing her in a picture with Portia and Shamia, I believe. If I'm not mistaken, this was months and months and months ago. I think it was like pandemic-y times, but I do remember seeing her in a picture with Portia, and I was like, wow, this is going to be great because Portia is a lot of fun. Let me just say this automatically. I love Portia. Okay. I love her energy and I love her growth. One thing I love about Portia this whole entire season is that she stuck with whatever she said. And Andy asked a good question, like, okay, so let's say that she actually did. Maybe she didn't want her mom to know that she had done this or whatever. Like, people, parents is watching. And Kenya was so focused on trying to make this a whole thing. Like, literally, Portia and Bolo carried the whole season, because that's where everything stemmed from. Her argument with Marlo, her beef with Kenya. Like, everything stemmed from this whole interaction that happened at the dungeon. But anyway, I'm saying all that to say, you know, I dig Portia. I like her style. I like how she rolls. So when this came about, I'm like, ooh, I got to take the person out of the situation and see, is this something that I actually would condone or approve of? Now, here we are. Let's take the facts. Fallon and her ex-husband, Simon, are just that. They are exes. They have been divorced. I don't know how it happened so quickly. I'm almost thinking they've been divorced for a while and that we were just now finding out about it a few weeks ago, but the divorce was already finalized. And by the way that they spoke, you know, it was almost as though, you know, there was no tension. It was just over. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever happened, happened. And apparently Simon was the one who filed, I think. And allegedly, let me say that. Am I saying allegedly this whole time? But anyway, so Simon filed for divorce from Fallon. And with that, you know, it's like, okay, so when you divorce somebody, are you not free to move on? Like, you're expected to move on. Now, do you move on with your ex-wife's coworker? Probably not the best move, but essentially, these people are not really friends. Like, let's be honest. Reality TV shows are just that. Like, they are for entertainment purposes. These folks pick about 3 months and they film together and then they beef over social media because that is a part of their job. But are they really friends? I came to your house for a party that was filmed on camera. Does that make this a thing where I've been over to your house before, blah, blah, blah? I don't think it's the same. I don't feel like that. Like, I don't think this is the same as me being at my job right now, and then I'm working with somebody, and we're married, or I'll say somebody else is married, and then they get divorced, and then their husband finds me out in the streets, you know, and we start dating. Would I do it? I'd be a little cautious. But I also don't have money like these folks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got money to create the bubble that I would need for that type of energy that would come around me. But it's also like, people are like, oh, was this girl code? Is this? And I'm like, I don't know. It's literally just dating your coworker. So I want to know from you guys down below. Let me know what you think about this. Like, is dating your coworker's ex-husband or ex-wife, is that okay? I need you guys to sound off on me. Give me some opinions, because I want to know. Like, would I do it? Probably not at this stage that I'm in right now. But if I had money, like, first of all, let's be clear. Did I even say that? Simon is a tycoon, okay? This man got monies, okay? Would I be that thirsty? Probably not. Sources are saying that she may be pregnant. I'm hoping that she's not pregnant. They said it's only been like a month, but it's been like this whirlwind. And who's to say that it's not real, that this isn't love, that, you know, and maybe that's the fairy tale girl in me. I'm like, how do we know these people, you know, just didn't, one day they were just out They saw each other eating, had a conversation, and it was amazing. And you got the vibes, and you're like, man, I just want to chill with this person, be around this person, nothing more, nothing less. And then it becomes something. I've been there where I've had a whirlwind romance in literally like a few days, a week, and it just feels right. It feels amazing. And yeah, he was somebody's ex. He was somebody's baby daddy, you know, and I was having to keep it on the low because I don't know. I don't know what I feel about that, but I'm like, Simon got monies. So, I mean, does that trump everything? Does that make it better? Because we know Simon has the funds. I mean, because the lieutenant, the superintendent, my bad. The superintendent, Dennis, he has a lot of money as well. He is, you know, pretty wealthy. And Portia has her own businesses. So she really doesn't necessarily need the money, but who doesn't want to have that security? And if the person wants you and they're going to take care of you, like, yeah, people are saying, oh, she looked at Fallon's life and wanted that. I mean, can we not remember that she was married to Cordell, the NFL player? She's had some good prospects in her repertoire. So I can't say that she's just out here like, oh, I'm after somebody with money. I mean, I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt for myself, because I know I would probably be like, maybe I'll give it a try, because I love love. I like love. I love love. I love being in love. I love love for other people. It makes me happy. It makes me excited. And that may sometimes cloud judgment. So I don't know, you guys. You let me know down below what you guys think about this. I want to hear. I want to know. And, you know, be honest and be truthful. Like, don't be afraid to be honest about it. Like, how do you really feel? And don't just go with what everybody else is saying, because you really should think about this. Like, if you're not married already, or how would you feel if your husband got with somebody that you worked with? And I don't know how close, like, what's the limits on working relationship? I don't know, you guys. Let's talk about it down in the comment section, and I'll be right back after this word from a sponsor. All right, you guys. So I've literally been MIA because life has happened. I've purchased a house. I am now a homeowner. And I've just had to, actually I got a new job. You guys know that. And it just kind of got busy and hectic and trying to interview people and buy a house at the same time, which takes a lot of energy out of you because you're trying to make sure things are good. And then once I bought the house, all of this stuff started coming. Like, I haven't completely depleted my savings, but I do not like looking at the way it is right now. I haven't been able to actively be on social media like I need to, so that I can make the money that I was making before, because my job definitely takes care of me, but the extra income that I make from YouTube, from being an influencer, that money was like my crutch money, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was the money that I just sat up and let build up, and it made me happy to know that everything was kind of being taken care of. Like, if I wanted to leave and go out of town, I could, and I want to get back to that. So literally, I kind of had a come to Jesus moment with myself, and I realized I had been in a state of depression. I had fallen back into my functional depression. I realized I was coming home and kind of going to sleep when I should have been doing things. I was cooking, but I was just kind of going through this mode of making sure things were done just to survive, if that makes sense. My son was bit by a dog, and it was it's a family friend's dog, so that was staying at our house. It was at our house. It was just this whole thing. Like, I was really thrown off by that. And it took me a minute, and I was so upset and mad at myself and angry and everything. And my best friend sent me an article about a little girl in Texas who was mauled. She was 4 years old, mauled by a family dog as well. And she didn't survive, right? And God bless that little baby. But it really put me in the mindset of being grateful, because I was sitting here beating myself up. And I saved my son. Like, as soon as I had walked to the room, you know, to go change my clothes from Sunday, I had cooked dinner. I was going to the room to change my clothes. I came back out, and my son, like, I heard my son screaming, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, so I run in there, and I literally beat that dog up. Like, I beat the ish out of that dog. Do you hear me? And I grabbed my son, I ran him to the back, and, you know, I took him to the hospital. But that was very traumatizing for me. But one thing I was willing to recognize was that I was not okay. And I told people that. Like, they're like, oh, how are you feeling? I'm like, I'm not good. Like, I'm not okay. I'm stressed. This is not okay for me. And I was willing to be honest about my feelings, which from that point, it let me know that, hey, you know what? I've been extremely stressed lately, and I have not taken time to really assess it and address it and make sure I'm okay and to acknowledge. And that's why I was not okay and I was suffering. But to get that, you know, read that article really put me in a state of gratefulness, because he was still here and he's fine. Like, he didn't cry. He did good. The only time he cried was from a shot that he got, you know, to make sure that it wasn't to get it numb or whatever for the stitches. But it didn't go to the bone. You know, it could have been so much worse. And so in that moment, I just had to stop and just be grateful. And it's like, my day just kind of got better, you know. But I felt like, oh my gosh, people are going to think I'm a bad mom. You know, all of these different thoughts came through my head. And so I'm better now. And I'm ready to kind of attack the world. My house feels like it's still in shambles. We finished the kitchen, got the living room almost complete. And then now it's like working our way to the back. And when I moved in, things just went kind of crazy, and I was not able to move in the way that I had planned for it. And I don't even know why, like, we didn't get the office painted. That should have been like the first thing that I painted, and I don't know why I didn't think about that. But we didn't get the office painted, and then we made this a storage. So I wasn't able to get anything out of the storage place because I was still working on everything else. And I just, all my plans just did not go as planned. And so now I've unpacked my office, but it's still not where I want it because the walls are supposed to be white. And I'm just like, oh, we need to get to painting. And I'm almost thinking I may try to get some of the wallpaper that's just white and just go from there instead of trying to paint it. And that way I don't have to do a whole lot of moving things out or painting and rest. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think down below. But that's the reason why I haven't been able to like make YouTube videos or even pull out and do a podcast. I couldn't find my microphone. At one point, I couldn't find my mouse for my Mac. And so I couldn't do orders and missing cords. It was just so much. So I'm in a better place now. And I'm feeling like I am making moves in the right direction, and now I just have to continue to like plan it out. So I made a strategy, like every day I need to be making sure that I literally do one thing for my house every night, whether that's clean up, wash clothes. I need to do something, and that's just for me. Then I also made the decision to get back on my Peloton. You guys, if you don't know, if you don't follow me, I have a video about my Peloton, and I absolutely loved it. And then I had surgery. I had liposuction back in October, and I was finally cleared to like start working out, and I thought I was doing good, and I ended up developing a fibroid, and it kind of scared me because it was really, really painful. And so I think I psyched myself out about it. Instead of just kind of taking it slow, I was like, oh, I'll just wait. And then just waiting this day became just waiting a week, and then a week became a month. And I looked at my timeline, and I had not worked out on my Peloton in 2 months. And I told myself, like, I bought this machine not to sit up, you know what I'm saying? So this morning, I got on my Peloton, I did a 20-minute ride, and I did 5 miles. It felt great, and I'm excited to reincorporate that back into my routine. But sometimes you just have to reassess, like, life. Like, where are you? How are you feeling? Ask yourself the important questions and be honest with yourself. Be honest with how you are feeling so that you can get the help that you need, whether that help is talking to your therapist or just voicing your opinions to your spouse or your mate or in my case, my mom. I've just been able to be more honest about my feelings, and I'm so grateful for that. So yeah, that's where your girl has been. I'm ready to get back started. I am going to look for a co-host for the podcast so you guys don't just hear me talking all the time. I think a co-host might bring a little bit more like just exciting. I don't know, add a little josh. I have guests on here, but I want to have a co-host so we can just talk about topics and go back and forth and not really have to worry about kind of booking guests and stuff. You guys are going to hear some of my older episodes pop up after this. I have some that need to be edited. And just to let you guys know, like, my anxiety is crap, like, seriously, because I recorded some sessions with some guests and it didn't sound right. And so instead of trying to edit it and make it better, I just quit. Like, I was just like, this is horrible. And I still had more things to edit and get through, and I just let it go. And I'm determined now to not do that again. I hurt myself every single time that I do that to myself, and I'm ready to stop. I'm ready to try something different. I'm ready to say, you know what? Okay, this isn't perfect, but I'm gonna go with it, and I'm just gonna put it out there, and we're gonna try it, and we're gonna see. So if you guys didn't get anything out of today's little mini life update and catch up, just know that, like, it's okay to have feelings, to be in your feelings, and to get out of those feelings. All three of those are steps to actually living a healthier mental health life. Like, don't just give up. Step away for a second and put it on your planner to come back to it. Get back to it. And then when you feel stressed out about it, talk to someone about it so that they can kind of help you. I have a friend, I have a few friends actually that I keep on deck, you know, just to be able to sound off on when I am feeling anxious, when I am feeling a certain type of way. And it has been so, so helpful to have them in my corner. And so I'm so thankful for them, and blessed to have them in my life. So that's what I wanted to tell you guys. We'll get back to it. We'll get back to the movement. What am I listening to? I'm listening to Crime Junkie, True Black Crime, Cases of Color. That's where my eyes and heart are. Like, I love, love, love crime, stories, but I also like tea. So you guys know I'm watching All About the Tea. I am interested in really getting into home and lifestyle. I got some exciting things coming up. So make sure you guys stay tuned, because Here For It is going to be here for it, and we're here for you. I will catch you guys in my next episode. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram as well as on Twitter, because the fun stuff happens on Twitter. And I'm also on Clubhouse. If you guys want to tag me and make me a part of your conversation, I would love to. Thank you guys so much, and I will catch you in the next one. Mwah. KK, bye!